This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Maine judge has put a decision to remove former President Donald Trump from the ballot on hold. The move allows the U.S. Supreme Court to rule on Colorado's decision to ban Trump from the primary ballot. Maine Secretary of State Sheena Bellows has removed the Republican frontrunner from the state's presidential primary ballot, but a Maine Superior Court judge sent the case back to the Secretary of State with instructions to await the outcome of the U.S. Supreme Court case in Colorado before withdrawing, modifying, or upholding her original decision. Last week, Oregon's Supreme Court made a similar decision regarding a case to ban Trump from the state's ballot. Last week's cold snap is over, but its impact could linger on energy bills for months. CPR's Sam Brash has the latest from Xcel Energy.
Colorado's largest utility says the Arctic blast pushed up wholesale natural gas prices. That forced the company to pay extra for fuel to supply home furnaces and power plants. To cover those costs, it expects the average gas customer will pay an additional $15 over the next year, pending approval from regulators. The planned increase comes after months of declining natural gas prices, which were far higher last year due to frigid weather and the war in Ukraine. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver-based construction company MDC is being bought by a Japanese home builder for $4.9 billion. MDC operates Richmond American Homes, one of the largest home builders in Colorado. The deal is expected to close in the next 6 months. It still has to be approved by shareholders and regulators. For more news of the day, come to CPR.org. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.